This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Leah from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Monday the 16th of May. Coming up, Japan struggles with tons of tsunami rubbish and Lady Gaga breaks another record. First up, one of the world's most important financial bosses has been arrested, and it's happened just when meetings are going on to discuss giving big sums of money to help struggling European countries. He's Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the head of the International Monetary Fund, and he's being questioned about assault. People are worried that if he's not at the meetings, there could be a knock-on effect on huge decisions about the European economy. In Japan, they're expanding the exclusion zone around the nuclear power plant crippled by the tsunami and earthquake 2 months ago. The no-go area now includes two more towns around 30 kilometres from the plant and 5,000 more people leaving their homes. It's another setback for the clear-up teams who are trying to get the devastated region ready for rebuilding. One of their biggest problems is what they do with all the debris. Our reporter Roland Burke says there's simply too much of it.
The wreckage has been gathered up into huge piles. It's been estimated to be the equivalent of an entire century's worth of household rubbish. The question now is what to do with it.
This resident says the government has to do more.
They've sent the army and heavy machinery, but we need to recycle and get rid of this stuff now, and the government has not come up with a detailed plan yet. We just don't know what to do. Where do we go from here?
Now, in North America, 25,000 people are being evacuated because their homes are being deliberately flooded by the government. Engineers have had to open the floodgates of the famous Mississippi River onto 3,000 square miles of Louisiana. It's part of a big plan to protect cities from what could be the worst floods for 40 years. But in the meantime, charities have begun sheltering people who are losing their homes.
We don't even know if we're going to come back here. We may just move somewhere else. Knowing that all of this that you work for is going to be gone, that's all you can think about.
The hardest part is moving out and then trying to settle back in a new place while this one's flooded.
We're the outcast. We're the black sheep. I mean, what are we?
The Chinese artist Ai Weiwei, who was arrested by the Chinese authorities 6 weeks ago, is definitely still alive. He's had his first family visit. Police took his wife, Liu Qing, to go and see him in custody. Afterwards, she says he seems well looked after. Some sad news in athletics. The Olympic marathon gold medal holder, Samu Wanjiru, has died. He was only 24 and he fell from a balcony at his house in Kenya. In a big weekend of football, just in case you hadn't heard, Manchester City are now the new FA Cup holders, beating Stoke 1-0 at Wembley. And Manchester United won a record-breaking 19th league title after drawing with Blackburn 1-1. And Glasgow Rangers fans are celebrating after picking up their third Scottish Premier League title in a row. Well, it seems like Lady Gaga's taking over the world. She's just broken another record and become the first ever celebrity to have more than 10 million followers on social networking site Twitter. She took over as Twitter's biggest celeb from Britney Spears last year. And now for today's question, what's Lady Gaga's real name? OK, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.